Howard.
Yes, Mr. President.
Looks to me like you're kind of kicking up your heels. You go to a big city while you go to staying out with the dry cattle pretty late.
Well, I tell you, I held this thing off until the last minute, and then they come in and said, of course, that the pressure was on over the hill there, that they were in this fight. And, of course, it was something that we were on record as going along with them. Now, I'll tell you the real problem here, Mr. President.
Now, wait a minute. What is it you're talking about?
Huh?
What are you talking about, the maritime?
Yep.
Yeah, I was just talking about, I called you and I said you was out to dinner, and I just kidding you about being out with the young fellas keeping at some nightclub. I just hurrying.
I thought you were talking about the maritime.
No. I saw you on television this morning. You looked pretty good.
Fine.
You did a good job. I appreciate that Vietnam resolution.
Yeah, well, we got a unanimous vote, although...
I would appreciate it even more, Lord.
We had a very good meeting here, and I think everything is in good shape.
Now, on the maritime thing, here's where we are, as according to what they tell me. The House adopted the rule.
Yeah.
So it's no longer a question of having a separate maritime commission. The rule is adopted and on the bill, and Garmatz, who is the head of the Merchant Marine and who Hall has his influence with, and who has a good deal of influence with the boys who want to be on labor's side, on the Marine side, the maritime side, they can strike out the maritime provision in the transportation bill. If they're successful, they get the votes, they can strike it out. So it stays in commerce. We would like to take the language that we thought Reynolds had worked out with them, and that Curran says he did work out and is acceptable to Curran, is acceptable to the industry people, and acceptable to everybody, and we modified it again tonight to try to make it acceptable to Hall. We thought it was acceptable this morning, and we met till late tonight, Joe Califano did, and we think we got it acceptable again. But we would like to take that language and offer it as a substitute to the language in the transportation bill,
yeah,
which would say, in effect, that we'll have three appointees run the maritime works, the administrator and two members of the substitute board. They'll be named by the president and they'll be confirmed by the Senate.
Yeah.
We would like to offer that substitute. Curran and his people, Murdoch and Haddock, all of them agreed on it again tonight. And we'd like to offer that as a substitute for our provision in our bill that just makes it a part of transportation.
But all you need now is Hall, is that right?
That's all we need. Now, we have written out for Hall's man what he wanted on my attitude.
Yeah.
Now, just to be perfectly frank with you, George, commerce people haven't handled this properly. This has never been in my lap. You've never brought it to me. Nobody's come to Johnson and said, here. Then when I get ready, the day Lucy gets married, why, they come in and say, we won't let you go in the church. Well, hell, they ought to have told me a week ago. I never heard of it. So what I dictated tonight was, number one, I will see George Meany and listen to labor's proposals, whatever they want to make, whatever recommendations, whatever views they got. George Meany and whoever he chooses to bring to the president's office. The only appointee I'll have is George Meany. I can't go getting into individuals, but whoever he wants to bring, if he wants to bring Hall and Curran and Kirkland and B. Miller and whoever he chooses, we'll meet in the cabinet room. I'll listen to everything they've got to say. That I will take the report that they have filed and I will carefully study it. And I will make a public statement saying that it is a thoughtful report and that I will ask the new secretary that I appoint, who I've never thought of, have nobody in mind for it, and before I appoint him, I will talk to you about it. I won't let you dictate it, and I won't let you browbeat me, but you don't do that anyway. You just reason them out, and I'll do just like I did with the National Labor Relations Board. I'll listen to you and study it and then do what I ought to do, what's right. And then I will ask him to make a program with the advisory committee, the new secretary, after he reads the report, and bring the report back to Mr. Seymour in the White House for action by me, and I will promptly act on it. Yeah. Now, they would like to go a little further in the kind of a crude way by saying, well, how much money will he put in the budget? Now, I don't know whether I put a dollar or whether I put a billion. I put whatever I think is justified and necessary, and I'll approach it with an open mind. Now then, I wrote that all out for them, and that pleased them, and they've got it typed out that that's my agreement. Number one, to see you with whoever they want. Number two, to read the report. Number three, to submit the report to the new secretary. Number four, to have the new secretary discussed with you before he's selected, and I'll get a list of names. I have nobody in mind now. I have no commitments, no obligations to anybody, and I'll try to get a good, able man. It won't be Nick Johnson. Then the thing then narrows to this. If they fight me, if Hall does, and if Hall wins, as he might well do, he could strike Maritime out of my new transportation agency, so instead of all 31 of them being at the table, it'd just be 30. Yeah. The Maritime would be over in Commerce with the same organization, yeah, the two commissioners and the administrator that it would have in transportation. I would think the new transportation man would be more amenable and more acceptable to Hall, being a new man trying to get along, than Connor is over there now and Nick Johnson's employees. But in any event, the only question to be settled now that the rule's adopted. Before the rule was adopted, they could have defeated the rule. But it's been adopted now. John McCormick put it over today. And the only question is, does the Maritime organization stay in transportation or commerce? And we think that it ought to go with the other 30 agencies. If he thinks it ought to go the other one, why, he can offer his amendment. Yeah. We will offer a substitute that says we'll give you these three jobs you wanted, Maritime and two commissioners, but they'll be in the transportation department. Yeah. So the whole question is which department it's in, and he has no principle and nothing to fight about, and he oughtn't to be arguing with us, and he ought to come on down here and let you get him whatever he's entitled to, and I'm almost willing to let you arbitrate it. I have no trouble getting along with you.
Let me get a hold of him, and I'll try to get back to you the first thing in the morning.
All right. Now, tell him, though, there's just one thing. The only question at issue now, according to all the lawyers, since the rule's been adopted, is does this stay in transportation with our amendment to give him the three places he wants?
Yeah.
Or, if he succeeds and strikes it out, it automatically stays where it is.
Yeah.
Now, I think the new man would be better than Connor.
Yeah.
And I don't see how he could anybody could disagree. His man doesn't disagree. He just says, I'm under orders. Curran's man is enthusiastic and says he's going to endorse it anyway and call all the congressmen. So I think we ought to try to all get together.
Yeah, I'll try to see if I can straighten it out.
All right.
First thing in the morning.
Thank you, John. Bye.